46. Writer Jun Takami walked in the Ginza district of Tokyo for the first time in years. It was about 1.5 months after the end of World War II. In his diary-style essay, he wrote down his impressions when he saw a crowd of U.S. military personnel on the street. The reflection of autumn sunshine on their white sailor uniforms after the rain impinged painfully on my eyes. Seems plenty of soap was used. This was how I felt when I saw the pure white of their sailor suits. It was a bleak impression, he wrote in Haisen Nikki, Diary of Defeat in War, published by Bungei Shunju Limited. It may have been a time when almost all Japanese people were living from hand to mouth and could not afford to get laundry detergent. It would be news to the writer if he heard about the following development, and he would have spoken with deep feeling. The bleak impression was also a memory in the distant past. The National Museum of Nature and Science added a synthetic detergent to a list of the museum's future engineering heritage. It is called TOP, a laundry detergent with a high-performance enzyme, which was sold in 1979 by Lion Fat and Oil Company, currently Lion Corporation. It is likely that the detergent was recognized as a technology to be handed down to future generations because the museum had a high opinion of the fact that it was accepted by the market in terms of the detergent's power and environmental safety. This columnist just came across the brand name in the previous week's Yomiuri Kadan, a corner of tanka poetry in the Yomiuri Shimbun, in a tanka poem by Etsuko Sakaniwa. In a two-family house, the smell of humming, the brand name of a fabric softener by another manufacturer, is spreading on a balcony, while that of top is wafting in the garden. It may be just pure coincidence, but this poem sounds like a song for a well-timed advance celebration for the synthetic detergent being registered on a future engineering heritage list.